House Majority Leader Eric Cantor announced yesterday that he'd be stepping down following his defeat in the Tuesday primary elections, and his loss leaves the future of immigration reform in doubt. Later this hour, we'll get the latest out of Virginia as we head out on the campaign trail. Good morning, I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Closer to home, Governor Walker's administration began processing marriage certificates yesterday for same-sex couples who've gotten hitched since last Friday's federal court ruling that overturned the state's same-sex marriage ban. With the legal battle still underway, though, will this issue prove to be a central part of some statewide elections? And should it? We'd love to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at talk@WPR.org. You can also leave a comment on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. My guest this half hour is Tim Dale. He's Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW-La Crosse. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get into the politics of what's going on with gay marriage, can you give us an assessment of where this issue stands today? Some counties are granting licenses to gay couples, others are not. What's your interpretation of what the law currently is?
Well, and you really hit the nail on the head where we have a lot of different interpretations going on right now. And the reason for this is that the way that we interpret things when it comes to the law is very much a matter of interpretation. So, currently, in the state of Wisconsin, county clerks are the ones responsible for issuing marriage licenses, which means that their authority to interpret the law regarding marriage licenses is kind of what the state accepts. We had some controversy over the last couple of days because the state vital records office was looking like they were going to hold on to marriage licenses even issued by the county clerks, although the vital records office yesterday decided that they were going to accept those, because by law, county clerks are the ones who are authorized to issue marriage licenses. The problem is, then, we have county clerks from every county who are basically the ones responsible for interpreting the judge's ruling, and some county clerks are interpreting the ruling as saying that gay marriages are allowed in Wisconsin, same-sex marriages are allowed. Other county clerks are deciding not, and the reason for that is that the judge's ruling itself has not actually decided whether or not the injunction is going to happen. Which we will get an injunction at some point. Specifically, though, whether or not a stay of the injunction would happen, which means that the judge says that the injunction wouldn't happen pending an appeal. Mm-hmm. So that's a very long explanation, but it's because there are so many different interpretations right now for what the status of the same-sex marriage law in Wisconsin is.
And so how likely is it, though, that someone will put the brakes on these gay marriage proceedings while there's an appeal?
Well, that is the big question. And given what the judge's ruling is so far, my prediction is that the stay will not be issued by this judge. I think mm-hmm. that the injunction is probably going to happen within the next week, if not 2 weeks. And then that decision with that includes the injunction will include whether or not the law would be suspended. I think with marriage licenses being issued, this particular judge may not issue that stay. What we would see, however, is that triggers the possibility that an appellate court, a higher court, could issue a stay pending their ruling. So a stay could be issued by any judge, not necessarily only the judge that is issuing the decision. And so that is the next step in the process. So it is possible that a stay could be issued, even if it's not issued by the particular judge in this case who is making the decision right now.
So what would happen to the couples who've gotten married in the last week or so if a stay was issued? How does their marital status, is it still recognized by the state, or what happens?
It is, and that also may be open for interpretation, although there are some counties who are issuing basically permission to get married with a waiting period. It's pretty clear that anyone who would be waiting for the marriage license would probably be in limbo. But marriage licenses that are actually issued by county clerks have the force of law behind them. And so most interpretations right now and kind of across the board is that any marriage license that is issued will be good under Wisconsin law. So this is one of the reasons why the Attorney General is so aggressively seeking the stay, is that you can't retroactively take away a marriage license that has been issued. So it really looks like marriage licenses are issued at this point, at least until a stay goes into effect, will have the force of law in Wisconsin.
Okay. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says a decision is going to ultimately come from the U.S. Supreme Court in the next term. Do you think that that's likely to happen too?
Well, the Supreme Court has so far resisted ruling on same-sex marriage. There are cases that are kind of building across the country, and you probably will see the Supreme Court need to weigh in. One way that the Supreme Court weighs in, however, is by not weighing in, by not accepting a case. So if we see a buildup of cases where federal courts and appellate courts have overturned state bans, then the Supreme Court not hearing the case is effectively letting those bans happen. I think the most likely case for where the Supreme Court would weigh in is if we see different federal courts issuing different rules or different decisions when it comes to same-sex marriage bans across the country. That is where we would the Supreme Court typically then has the final say in whether or not those bans are unconstitutional. I think that ultimately the court probably will weigh in on this or have to weigh in on this. Whether it happens in the next term will be interesting to see how quickly things move.
Mm-hmm. I just want to let people know that we have extended some invitations to Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen to be on our program, and we're hoping that he'll be able to join us in the following days. So stay tuned with us. We're talking with Tim Dale. He's Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW-La Crosse, and we're on the campaign trail this hour wondering how might the same-sex marriage issue affect how you vote in this fall's election. Is this an issue that's going to be a deciding factor for any particular race in the state? You can let us know what you think at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. And Tim, there are some midterm elections between now and when the High Court actually may make a ruling. How big of a splash do you think gay marriage will make in the fall elections here?
Well, one of the reasons it's such an interesting question is that when courts are making decisions, it typically is not about elections. So we're not electing federal judges. Actually, we never elect federal judges. They're all appointed. But it puts things in the headlines, which cause people to pay attention to certain issues. And then the people who are running for office or most closely associated with those issues can be affected by what's going on. So it is unlikely, at least right now, it doesn't look like this would affect the governor's race very much. And because one of the reasons is the governor position doesn't have much of a direct impact on what happens with the particular court rulings or what the state is doing with them. But one way that it could affect it is that midterm elections have notoriously low voter turnout. So we see a lot less people voting in elections that happen in these between presidential elections. That if turnout goes up because more people are politically active, because more people are following politics, that could have an impact on the race. And so the issue being kind of central may not directly affect a lot of elections that are on the ticket. It really does have an impact, sometimes can have an impact on who's voting and how many people are politically active at a given time.
So a side effect, perhaps.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll take a break, and then we've got one more question about that specifically. We're talking with Tim Dale. He's Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW-La Crosse. And we're on the campaign trail wondering whether the state's gay marriage issues here will affect any races here in the statewide elections coming up later the fall. And after the break, we'll talk specifically about how it might impact the Attorney General's race. Our phone number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And our email address is talk@wpr.org. You can also tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're on the campaign trail this hour and talking with Tim Dale this half hour. He's Assistant Professor of Political Science at the UW-La Crosse, and we're taking your questions and comments at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, and our email address is talk@wpr.org. You said, Tim, that the same-sex marriage ruling and the impending judicial process that's surrounding it right now probably won't affect the governor's race so much. But what about the attorney general's race? We're already seeing a lot of action there, many candidates vying for the spot at this point. What do you think the impact will be?
Well, the attorney general's race is a race that could be directly affected by the same-sex marriage ruling and surrounding politics. Because the attorney general is the position that is responsible for filing lawsuits, making direct decisions about how those will be pursued, and defending the state from legal prosecution. And I think in this case, the more the attorney general Van Hollen is in the news and the more people are talking about this particular issue, the attorney general's race could be a headlining race. And so under normal circumstances, the attorney general's race typically goes the way of other races on the ticket. That is, people would vote for the party that they support for governor, for example, the same as they would vote for the attorney general. But if the attorney general is in the news and if people are paying attention to that race gets more or a higher profile than it typically does. And we could see the same-sex marriage debate affecting that race directly.
Do you think, though, between this issue and the attorney general's race and just the fact that we've got a juicy governor election coming up in the fall, that turnout will be higher this year than it has in typical midterm elections?
That could be. There are a few different factors that could influence that. The one thing is, and this is historically, even when there are competitive state races, midterm elections have lower turnout than presidential elections. So typically we look at 30% turnout, 40% turnout, maybe 50% turnout, where there's 20 to 30% higher than that in a presidential race. But as you say, when there are things that are in the news, when people are really paying attention to politics, election turnout tends to go up. In Wisconsin, one of the things we're kind of looking at, too, is what we call voter fatigue. We've had a lot of elections in Wisconsin. This is the second time, actually, that Walker is up for re-election, if you count the recall. So we're really going to be watching this election to see if it shows that midterm elections do have lower turnout, or if what you're asking about is correct, that when people see a lot at stake in an election, are we going to see a higher than usual turnout for a midterm election? I think that remains to be seen. And over the next several months, more people are going to be politically activated over issues. Whether that has an effect at the ballot box remains to be seen.
Well, it's an interesting dynamic because I guess if you think back to the recall election, that drew a lot of people out to the polls to vote in the Supreme Court elections, making what is supposed to be an apolitical position political in a way, people assigning certain associations between one of the candidates and Scott Walker and contrasting against the challenger in that race. What happens, though, with the attorney general, where the job itself is meant to enforce law, which, again, is supposed to be, generally speaking, objective and apolitical, or I should say nonpartisan. So do you predict that certain elements of that will creep into the attorney general's race this fall?
Well, I think they will, and I think they were already, in the sense that over the last few years in Wisconsin in particular, but nationwide, we've had kind of a supercharged politics, hyper-partisan. We know what the party affiliation is of everyone, and people are typically voting along party lines, and that has, to a large degree, the effect on how people vote. I think one of the interesting things about the same-sex marriage issue is that it has the potential to be a cross-cutting issue, which means that there are Republicans who believe a different way than other Republicans. There may be Democrats who believe a different way than other Democrats. So it doesn't necessarily fall along party lines, even though we see the party lines kind of dividing people generally. Party affiliation does not necessarily predict what someone believes about same-sex marriage. And so I think in this case, you actually have the opposite effect, which is that it might cut against party affiliation, or it may be a reason why someone votes differently in an attorney general's race than they might in the governor's race. That is, a Republican believes same-sex marriage should be okay, but wants Scott Walker to be governor. That may be a person now who is willing to split their vote, where before this controversy, they wouldn't have. Those are the kind of dynamics that I think are possible in this race that we're going to be watching very closely.
We're on the campaign trail with Tim Dale. He's assistant professor of political science at UW-La Crosse. And you can join our conversation with your questions and comments at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Our email address is talk@WPR.org. Or you can leave a comment on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So we've talked about how gay marriage might affect the attorney general's race, but how might Van Hollen's decision not to seek re-election affect how he handles the gay marriage law between now and the end of his term?
Well, that would be a factor in the sense that it would be a factor for his re-election. But I think that if voters are going to allow this issue to affect their vote, it will be asking the candidates, whoever they are, what their position is on the issue. So we also have a primary that's going to happen on the Democratic side. Whoever the Democratic nominee is going to have to answer those questions. So the Republican, the Democrat, whoever they are running in this race, in the general election, are going to be answering questions. So even if it's not Van Hollen running, it would be a Republican who answers the question, what will you do going forward? Because it's possible that this issue will not be legally decided absolutely by the time the election comes. And if it's an active issue, the question will be, what will you do going forward?
And there's also some speculation that he may actually run for another office. Do you have any thoughts on this? Any predictions?
No, I have no predictions. And my guess is if you ask him the question, he would say he's focused very much on doing his job right now. His office is probably as busy as it's been in a long time.
Probably. Yeah. Well, any indication of whether the gay marriage issues that we're seeing here in the legal process unfolding will have any impact on any state legislative races or anything outside of the statewide elections?
Well, I think if more people are going to be voting in this midterm election because there is controversy in the news, because there are things that are activating people, that may have an effect across all of the elections. But it's the kind of thing where right now this is an issue. It could be decided or relatively decided by the time the election comes along. So, for example, if the judge issues an injunction but not a stay of the injunction, and no other appellate court is willing to issue a stay on the injunction, we may see same-sex marriage in Wisconsin happening with no court actively deciding whether or not that's going to stop. If that becomes the status quo by the time the election happens, you may see very little effect on the other races. But if there's an active controversy, then I think people may be paying attention to what the candidates are saying about that controversy.
Mm-hmm. Are there any lessons we can take away from other states who have been through similar processes with regards to the same-sex issue? Are there states that you've kept your eye on that that you think we could learn from?
Well, one of the things that we're seeing right now is that this is happening in several states around the country, and they're actually in the exact same position Wisconsin is in right now. Some of them have a judge who has not issued a stay. Some of them have judges who have issued a stay pending further litigation. I think that one of the things that is happening is that what we're seeing right now in Wisconsin is happening all over the country. And state attorney generals, state county clerks in other states are all facing the same thing. So we're kind of all in the same boat right now, and we're waiting on higher courts to weigh in on this if they decide to do so.
Will this issue, do you think it'll expand a few years out to affect judicial races that we'll see in the years to follow?
Well, the thing about the case that is being decided now is that it's in the federal court system, and federal judges are appointed by the president. And so we may see it affecting state races on matters of state law when state judges weigh in. But on matters of U.S. constitutional law, we really don't see that affecting state judicial races. That really, those will be matters of state constitutional interpretation. And so some of the things that have been happening in the state, we may see impact the state judge races, but not in terms of federal judge appointments.
So how do you think this issue is going to ultimately play out? Do you have any sense of what might be the most likely U.S. Supreme Court ruling?
There really is no particular way to tell, and there are probably as many opinions about that as there are people who make comments on the court. One of the big questions at the center of this is the question of rights and equality and how one interprets that. The judge's ruling in this case really is definitive in declaring marriage equality a central concept in equal protection. That is something that the Supreme Court has fallen short of deciding in the past. That will be a significant ruling, and sometimes the Supreme Court hesitates from those kind of significant sweeping rulings, but the court could follow in the footsteps of the federal judge who ruled in this case, and that's something that we're going to be watching closely.
Professor Dale, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Tim Dale is Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW-La Crosse. After the news, we'll take a look at the stunning defeat of Eric Cantor in Virginia. We're on the campaign trail this hour. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.